Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In federal court in Alexandria, Virginia today, the United States of America versus Google.
The Department of Justice alleges Google operates an illegal monopoly in the world of online advertising. It argues the tech giant used various tools to lock in publishers and advertisers, thus controlling both the supply and the demand for online ads. If this all sounds familiar, it's because last month Google lost a different antitrust case brought by the DOJ. In that case, a judge ruled Google operated an illegal monopoly in the online search engine market. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Search resuming this morning in southeast Kentucky for Joseph Couch, accused of shooting 9 vehicles on I-75 Saturday, wounding 5 people. Vice President Harris and former President Trump debate for the first time tomorrow in Philadelphia. In Buckeye, Arizona, a 4-year-old girl died after being left in a car with the temperature outside around 106 degrees. This is ABC. Mass demonstrations continue in Israel, pressuring Prime Minister Netanyahu to agree to a ceasefire and hostage release.
The talks do continue. They seem to be more like back channel negotiations. There is no sign of any imminent breakthrough in the agreement, and we can anticipate that the mass demonstrations we've seen here across Israel will continue.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv. The family of a Turkish-American activist shot and killed by Israel Defense Forces in the West Bank wants answers.
The IDF says it's reviewing the shooting death of American-Turkish activist Ayşener Agi at a demonstration in the West Bank. The IDF claiming their forces were under threat, saying that they fired, quote, toward an instigator of violent activity who had been throwing rocks at their forces. But witnesses said soldiers were on the roof of a building and shot Agi after things had calmed down. Agi's family now calling for an independent investigation.
It's believed there are still more than 100 hostages being held by Hamas. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
It struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson, just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The song we sang, and I like the way you move. time to rescue me from the air. Oh, I'm so glad to have you near. Well, I know you're a healer. I know you're divine. I know you're built for comfort, not stealing, mama. And hey, hey, that's all right. Well, next time I saw her, she really dropped my jaw. Cause she only wanted company. A stone cold fact, and I guess I wonder. I try so hard to understand how she makes room for me in the palm of her hand. Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio. We call it the Double Dip. Welcome to the After Hours here on Civic Media. Rascal Theory will be live on September 14th, and that's who we just double dipped with. For you that are keeping track, that's next weekend at the Red Rooster on the east side. Speaking of all the local stuff, this half hour, it's brought to you by our sponsor, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on the east side of Madison, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sample some of the local snacks and live music. That's carbon4.com. Now let's get back at it. Cat the Hurricane releases this next song on October 4th, so in about a month or so. And it's going to be at the High Noon Saloon. This is Caffeine and Alcohol. Heard first stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the the caffeine and alcohol in my blood, or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Fear of the past, I thought. Caffeine got alcohol.
I'm toxic therapy, slow decay. Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Songs and they sing along, scatter words like pennies off the ground. But a day will come and they'll sing all the words to someone else's songs. And at the end, will you expect it there to be a slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow. Expecting there to be a slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around.
Look at that. Two amazing local Wisconsin bands in a row. We keep all the local stuff in a row. And how do we do that? Well, we do it because we are local music and we are Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. You heard from the Mascot Theory, who just announced all their Flannel Fest things for you to plan this November. More information is out there on the social media. Just type in Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Linda and the Zeros, who are live at the Rooster right now. In fact, this is Time on Max Inc. Radio.
Time just keeps moving. Change. walked out one day saying you'd strike it rich in the oil field. I didn't take it seriously. I'd heard it often before. But the next day you didn't show up for the family photograph. This final insult was the last straw. I couldn't
I love when they're doing live stuff. And speaking of that live stuff, before that was Linda and the Zeros, who just wrapped up their live show tonight. Hey, if you're on your way home back from that show, let us know how it went. Use that Civic Media app. There's a button right there after you select your favorite Civic Media radio station. You can email us, call us, or maybe even text me. I would love to know what local band you saw tonight, or maybe who you're planning on seeing next week. That's because we're cool like that. Thanks for tuning in to the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. Michael Darling takes us to break right here on the Civic Media Network. Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I'm gonna take my guitar and leave this town. I'm gonna find me a new place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. My guitar wants to see a new place, and I guess, baby, you gotta see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach my mail. What's the use? You're a red hot mama and you're on the loose. You never tired of the honky tonking around. My big guitar is a ringing pretty low. All tuned up and ready to go. So come on, baby. Turn me down. You thought I'd always be around, but I'm telling you, woman, you got a lot to learn. Cause me and my guitar, we're gonna be gone. We're gonna be too far to reach my phone. In the honky tonks, have it all sale the time. Hey, well, the guitar singing and they're talking pretty loud. Sure feels good to get away from your crowd. I'm headed south to where I know a gal named Dinah. Hey, and if the creeks don't rise and the winds stay fair, it won't be long until I get there. My hometown in the state of North Carolina.
Hey!
watch you kiss him on the head, say it's okay. Just a sign of the chance.
That commercial break was just a memory after back-to-back local Wisconsin twanginess brought us to the local stuff here on Max Inc. Radio. This half hour, the local music is brought to you by Herbal Aspect. Now, three locations in Madison: Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road. Or online, always at herbalaspect.com. Little Earthquakes now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't paint me a picture. I'd rather ride and on. Whoa. I got me a system. I don't even need a crystal ball. The sweet premonition is pretty convincing after all. Cause I'm sure I know what the future holds and what cards are gonna fall.
That was Lake Street Dive. You can see them and hear them, most importantly, as they do live stuffs right here in Madison on September 24th at Breeze Stevens Field. And who knows, you might get to sit right next to Mr. Rob Roberts. Hey, that's me. We couldn't do all this local stuff without our sponsors like Salvatore Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Sam Lyons now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio, because we are local music.
Take it back to where we started from. Don't know if I could ever go back to where I was. Take a trip. After it.
that's going to do it for me. Another After Hours of Max Inc. Radio on the chart, on the wall. See, right there, there's a big check. Megan Rose, she's going to take you to break. Make sure you follow along with us next week right here on the Civic Media Network. See you next week, everybody.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day, and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime inner...
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.